Yours, our question today. What is the world of work like if you are over 50? Here's the number 03700 100444. Well, Dr. Denise Taylor works with older people who are trying to find jobs. She's a psychologist and a coach. She's written a book, You're Hired, Find Work at 50 Plus. Dr. Taylor, welcome. And thanks for coming on. I mean, so many, many questions have been raised already by the callers that we've spoken to. What would be the first thing that you would tell someone over 50 who is looking for work? You know, we've just heard Adam, he's got a PhD in education, he's got a lot of experience, but he cannot get work as a teacher, except as a freelance on an hourly rate.
It's where to start. First of all, is understanding what you have to offer, what are your strengths, but you've also got to think, but what are the jobs out there? If there aren't any jobs for what you want to do, then you need to think about, well, what else can I do? And it's about being focused, because I regularly talk to people and go, like, I don't mind what I do, I'm open, I'll do all these different things. And so they have a generic CV. They need a CV that's focused on the particular job they want to do. And I was looking at a CV for a client yesterday who's going back to when he was at school in 1970. So we have to de-age them. 20 years is far enough back to go, and certificates gained at 16, 18 are unlikely to be relevant. So it's being clear about what you have to offer. Market yourself in the right way, the way you have your CV. Somebody was mentioning about LinkedIn, and it depends what job it is. Being a teacher, you're unlikely to get the right connections on LinkedIn. But in other industries, and that's a good place to be.
Do you want... Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Now, the other thing to think about is self-belief, because so many of my clients, they come to me and go, like, I don't think I'm ever going to get a job.
But confidence does drain away, doesn't it? And you don't have to be out of the workforce for long before you feel like you can't do it.
Yeah, and it's... I talk to people about being an act, like being an actor, and you get knockback after knockback after knockback. So it's about how do we pick yourselves up, but it's also doing the right things so that you've got a better chance of being successful in the job. And the earlier two callers, I think both Caroline and Jeff, were talking about the interview process isn't like it used to be. And you have the first stage, which is online, because that makes it so much easier for the company. But then you go to interview, and virtually every organisation uses competency-based interviews, which is a skill and a technique you can learn to do. But if you don't go in there ready for it, ready for, can you give me an example of when you have done X or Y or
yes,
this went wrong?
If you're not
you
prepared,
ramble on.
Yeah, of course you do. And yet often the questions, you could answer them if only you knew they were coming. So how do you find this sort of advice?
Okay, there is so much available online. The problem is, it's of varied quality. So, I mean, I could say, buy my book, because that's written with an over 50s person in mind. But as far as a lot of organisations will go, particularly the civil service, they will have pages on their website which gives you information about what the interview process is going to be like. And indeed, when you get shortlisted, you can say, you know, is it going to be an assessment centre? What forms are your interview going to take? But you can do a search online, and the government National Career Service will have information about how to interview, which is a really good place to start.
Denise Taylor, thanks for the minute. I will come back to you. What is the world of work like if you are over 50? Give us a call, 03700 100 44.